Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb. Business Show on Radio Reverb.
Welcome to the March edition of the Brighton Business Show with your host Vivian Smith.
The Brighton Business Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
So my first guest is Nick Fenn from Packer Adult Learning. So welcome, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
What does Packer stand for? Is that how you say it? Packer?
Yeah, Packer Adult Learning. It means Portslade Aldridge Community Academy Adult Learning.
Okay.
So we're based in the Academy School in the Mile Oak area of Portslade. And so during the day, it's a school. But in the evening, we have the run of the building, and it's a wonderful building with some of the best facilities, I think, in the region. You know, I 2 years ago, they spent over £13 million renovating the school. So we've got some fantastic facilities, but we also have some classrooms on that site which we use for adult learning, which are away from the children. So children in the day, adults at night, but we've got a couple of other classrooms that we use that are away from where the children study.
Fantastic. Okay. What's your background? I mean, can you describe your route to what you do now?
Oh, my background. Well, I went to university and then I worked in a record shop while I decided what I wanted to do in central London. I lived in Putney for a few years. And then I decided I wanted to travel. So I visited a friend who was teaching English in Greece and stayed on his floor. And I went there in April and I went into a few language schools and just said, hey, my name's Nick, I'm an English graduate, can I have a job please? Sure. And so I started teaching in Greece and I worked there for a year. And then after that, I came back to the UK and I qualified as a teacher, but I still wasn't done with travelling. So I went to Prague in the Czech Republic, mm-hmm. and I lived there for a couple of years teaching English, met my wife there. And then after that, we decided that we would, we came back to England and thought we would live here. That lasted less than 2 weeks. And then we flew off to Japan and we lived there for 2.5 years teaching English. And then so I came back to this country and I got firstly involved in English for speakers of other languages. And yes. I was a manager of that provision in a large further education college in Nottinghamshire, mm-hmm. but I always had this idea of living down south, particularly mm-hmm. the Brighton area.
Everyone wants to come to Brighton,
yeah,
don't they?
It's just so cool, and you know, and I just thought its ethos and the people I'd met from Brighton, and although a lot of people who live in Brighton aren't actually from Brighton,
no,
are they?
No, that's right, yeah.
And so eventually I managed to land myself a job at GB Met, as it's now called, and I was English and Maths Director. I became Director at that FE college. And then 6 years ago, I became Vice Principal at Packer Adult Learning, and so that's what I'm doing now, offering courses to, well, we have about 1,200 enrolments per year, and, you know, we're offering a broad range of courses to adults.
Great. And talking about ethos, as you were, what's your ethos at Packer and how do you support your students?
Well, we have a saying, and actually some of my staff members, they look away when I get asked this question because they've heard me say the same thing so often. But, you know, our strapline is we place teaching, learning and the support of students at the heart of what we do. And that really means from the first phone call right the way through the learning journey, in terms of the tracking and monitoring of students' progression, giving them support, identifying if they have a support need, maybe putting some extra support in place, for example, a teaching support assistant in class, or changing the way we teach, or modifying our approach, and then supporting them throughout their learning journey and making sure they're ready for an exam if they want to do an exam, or if it's a course that isn't exam-based, that they that they have opportunities to talk about other options and progression onto other courses.
Okay.
And, you know, so it's progression, you know, within PACA itself, within PACA Adult Learning, but we also support people to progress to other providers in the city and also universities in the city as well.
And I believe the summer term starts on the 23rd of April, is that right?
That's right, that's right.
And what's on offer? What's on offer next term?
Well, we've got lots and lots of courses. I mean, just to give you an idea of what we really do two kinds of courses. We do sort of vocational courses
okay.
that, you know, that help people improve their career prospects or actually get a job. Or improve their potential to earn more money. And then we've got another set of courses which are really for personal interest, sort of hobby courses.
Right.
So if I just tell you about some of the vocational courses.
Go ahead.
For example, we've got AAT. We've got a diploma in AAT. That's accountancy. Very popular in the city. People know that there's a good career to be had if you can get a level 3 qualification in accountancy. So those AAT courses are very, very popular. And we do level 1, level 2, level 3 courses throughout the year, but it's a level 3 diploma starting in the summer term. We've also got two access to university courses starting. So we've got access to health studies and social care and access to social science. And those access courses are fantastic because they prepare students who maybe don't have the A levels or to go to university. These are people perhaps in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even older, who've decided at some point later in life that they would like to go to university. And this offers them a route to do that. You know, it's a one-year course, and then it costs £3,200, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But students can take out a loan, and if they go to university and get their degree, that loan is completely wiped.
How
so
fantastic.
It can be a free
course.
That's
a really good incentive, isn't it? Because, I mean, I think, you know, it's often when you're later on in life, you realise perhaps that you should have taken the opportunities of youth and studied in your youth, but perhaps you weren't in a position to do so. So, I mean, I really like the idea that you, you know, you help people to take those first steps.
Yeah, I mean, we're all really about offering second chances or third chances. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, you never need to think that there's a ceiling, that you've reached the limit in your life or that you can't do something different. There are always opportunities. And the first song you played, I think you're going to talk about my music choices later.
Absolutely,
But I think that track by Joy Division, I love that track because there's a kind of a yearning in that track. There's a sense that of unfulfilled destiny, some mm-hmm. craving for something that's slightly out of reach. There's some sort of, and I think a lot of people, you know, are in jobs that maybe that don't satisfy some.
I certainly know quite a few people who you just don't enjoy work. Work is just something to be got through until the end of the day. And that's such a shame, isn't it, since we spend so much time at work?
Yeah, it's an absolute shame. And I love my job and my team love working in adult learning because we see the difference that we make. And it's about sort of, you know, we've got another strap line, mm-hmm. aspire, achieve, advance. Mm-hmm. And it's really about, our mission really is to raise aspirations in the local community and, you know, help people achieve whatever it is they want to do. So they might want to actually get this vocational qualification to progress their career, mm-hmm. or they might want to come to an Italian class or a Spanish class in order to socialise, get out of the house, make friends and, you know, feel connected to other people. And we value both kinds of courses, you know, equally. But I suppose I should get back to telling you a little bit about what we've got. So we've also got a diploma starting in supporting teaching and learning.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. that's really great because people who go on that course can then get a career working in schools as a teaching support assistant.
Right.
And, you know, it gives you all the skills that you need, and we're trying to develop our relationship with the school to provide pathways into becoming a TSA within the actual school in the day. And then we've got a range of ESOL courses, which is a passion of mine. I told you that's where I started my career.
Right.
And that's English for speakers of other languages. So if you know somebody, perhaps who's not listening to this program because they don't speak English, but you think they could do with some help developing their language skills, whose first language isn't English, then tell them we've got a range of courses, mm-hmm. you know, from the low levels up to the higher levels that can really help people progress their skills. And then we've got another course, which is Get Ready for GCSE English, because our GCSE course starts in September. And a lot of people think, oh, I'd love to do GCSE, but I'm not sure where I am right now. I did English years and years ago.
So it's kind of a refresher then.
It's a seven-week course. And then what we'll do is we'll give you the skills, we'll give you the confidence, and then we'll make sure that we progress you, provided mm-hmm. you do all the work and, you know, you put your effort in. We'll handhold you onto GCSE and get you on that GCSE in September. And then another course that we're doing, learn search engine optimization. We know a lot of businesses out there, need to improve, especially in the current, economic climate, a lot of uncertainty. What are those 1% that I can improve on? Well, it's about optimizing people accessing information on your website and making sure your website pops up in searches. So what can you do to really optimize your business online? So that course covers that. And lots of other courses around supporting in schools and understanding behaviour that challenges, understanding children and young people's mental health. And then moving on to those sort of personal development and courses. We've got lots of art courses. Art, be creative, but we've got improvers and we've got, so you don't really need to be an expert. You can come on those courses and you can get help. Watercolour. We've got some new courses. We've got a boxer size course.
That sounds like fun.
So I might join that one because I'm on a bit of a diet at the moment. I'm trying to sort of shed a few pounds around the midriff. So, it's a good way to have some fun.
Get out the frustration of your day at work or whatever.
Yeah. I love my job. I don't get too frustrated. I mean, it's great fun. Community theatre, we've got a lady that teaches that's a published author that's worked in theatre, ace your interview. If you want to develop your interview skills, build your confidence. So there's no point going to lots of interviews if you feel unsure about how to do well in those interviews.
Sure.
We'll really help you to do well in those interviews. And things like creative writing, beginners, intermediate, advanced, drawing for beginners, drawing for all. We've got another one called Energizing Bootcamp. It's a bit like the boxer size, the same tutor. He's got a mission to whip.
I noticed that you chose the boxer size, though. Perhaps that's...
But, so really, we're about sort of like, people's health, mental health and physical health.
Absolutely.
And as we were talking about before, if you have the right qualifications to get the right job, you're going to be happier. And that's going to have knock-on effects with the people that are nearest to you, your wife, your kids. You're going to be in a better frame of mind. You're going to be a more sort of actualized person, if that doesn't sound too trite.
That's great. Okay.
Many, many more courses.
And so for business people listening to the show, I mean, there's lots of things you can do to extend your skills or perhaps enhance your skills as well. Or perhaps if you're changing career, it's going back to something that maybe you were interested in before. So that sounds brilliant. Okay.
Let me tell you about a thrill.
Radio Reverb. This is the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith, sponsored by Packer Adult Learning. So, Nick, how do you help people to access university courses?
Well, we have the access to university courses that I was telling you about. So that's access to health studies and social care and access to social science. And they can they can lead to a whole range of degree courses.
So it's a sort of precursor, is it, to the degree? I mean, once you've done the course with you, it's then going to be easier for them to. And do you help them with the application process to the universities as well?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned at the start of the program, it's about that sort of hand holding, that sort of wraparound support. For example, just to give you some data to back that up. Last year we had 40 access to university students. We only started doing this course about 3 years ago.
So it's obviously been quite popular then. You've had quite a take up for it.
Well, I think one of the really wonderful things about it is that the courses are located in a building called Four Down Tower, which is a
I've driven past that.
It's a landmark in Portslade. It's an old water tower that looks out over the sort of downs, and you can the wonderful sea views. And it really is an alternative learning space. Mm-hmm. Adults coming back into education, sometimes when they walk into a school environment, they think, oh, this brings back some anxieties from my youth. This is something completely different. And these 40, we do art courses and various other courses up there. But the 40 access students over, all of them, 100% of them, progressed onto university. So the two Brighton universities, Bristol University, all sorts of different universities.
Fantastic.
100% progression rate into university. And we get lots of correspondence from the learners saying thank you so much for helping us, I'm really happy, and they come back and they talk to the existing cohorts and tell them about their journey. And
it's always good, isn't it, to have some first-hand testimonial, if you like. And do you offer any free or subsidized courses there?
Yes,
I have a feeling you're going to say yes
we do. So for example, if you earn less than £15,736.50, I just happen to know
precise.
That number
I'm very impressed, you know,
and you are working, So you must be working. You must be working and earning less than that. Courses are free. Most of our courses are free for you. Also, some courses, depending on the kinds of benefits that you. Well, when I say that, the community learning courses are not. Those are the courses like for personal interest, the hobby courses. I'm talking about vocational courses here.
Sure.
And you know the ESOL courses, for example. If you're a refugee or an asylum seeker, sometimes there's no recourse to public money. Okay. We'll work with you and we'll work out what we can do to reduce course costs, you know, and we will make sure that we will remove barriers.
Fantastic.
You know, luckily, as the vice principal, I do have some kind of leeway and I can decide, you know, what those fees should be, really.
Brilliant. Well, I think that sounds great. And you've, as we've said, you've chosen the music for today. So tell us about the next track, which is Samaritans. Is that right?
Yeah. It's by a band called Idols, mm-hmm. and they're a Bristol-based band. And I'm actually going to see them at the end of this month on the 29th at the Brighton Dome. And they've become really popular in recent years. I'm actually taking my two children, my 16-year-old and my 18-year-old.
Well, they've agreed to come to a gig with you. That's fantastic.
Dad's still cool then.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. But it's going to be really, really exciting. And I love this band because they're a punk band, mm-hmm. but they've got a really, really positive message. Their message, you know, sort of the headline message is to love yourself, to actually, you know, not be too hard on yourself.
Sure.
But also... again, it's kind of connected to that Joy Division song. There is a sense that, you know, of being trapped and perhaps alienated and perhaps not actually being the person or living the life that you would choose if you could.
Okay.
And that really bubbles through in this track. And it's also about, the whole song's really about toxic masculinity. And it's about being able to choose, you know, we don't have to be trapped in one way of being, you know. We don't have to be a stereotypical man and, you know, have trapped emotions and feel we have to behave in a certain way. In fact, that's unhealthy and it's not serving us. And that kind of, the broader message, you know, that I would say to any adult learner is that you're not trapped. You know, what people tell you you are and what your experiences have perhaps suggested you're capable of, you know, you don't need to listen to that. You know, the sky is the limit, you know, and we can help you move forward in your life.
Listen. 97.2 FM.
Radio Reverb.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Brighton Business Show on 97.2 FM, on podcast and on radioreverb.com. Maybe you'd like to come on as my guest and tell me how your organisation fits into the thriving business community here in Brighton. And I'm talking to Nick Fenn. So, Nick, like you, I'm passionate about the benefits of lifelong learning. And it's not just for children or teenagers, is it, as we've discussed? But also, you have some volunteering opportunities, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. We have a volunteering programme for... well, there are a number of different kind of roles you can have as a volunteer. If you want to become a teaching support assistant, you can come to our training day and we'll give you an idea of what the role consists of. And then we'll match your skills with the appropriate learner or learners that we have in various classes. And for example, you could be sitting in a maths class working with a teacher to support people who lack confidence in maths, just sort of sitting there to maybe help them understand a maths problem. Or you could be working in an English class or just about any of our classes. So we have at the moment 21 teaching support assistants who mm-hmm. are volunteers at the moment.
And, okay.
You know, some people are retired, some of them were teachers actually, and they just want to give something back to the community. But also at Fordown Tower, as I mentioned before, it's that beautiful landmark building over that overlooks the South Downs. It has a garden, there's a cafe there, and there's also something called a camera obscura, which is this most amazing camera, which, you know, you go to the top floor and we black out all the windows and you can see a pin-sharp image of the surrounding area that comes through the sort of refracting camera. And we've got a couple of volunteers who work that, and they've been doing it for years.
Fantastic.
We've got people in the garden who are, you know, cutting, you know, mowing the grass, planting bulbs right now. They're always, and there's people working in the cafe, and these people, they've made friends. It's a community place that they enjoy to, you know, going to, and it's a wonderful thing.
And I was thinking, actually, from a business point of view, actually it's very good on your CV, isn't it, to have done, you know, even on a LinkedIn profile, it's very good to show on your CV that you have an interest in something other than the usual hobbies, that you perhaps volunteer, you do something for your community. So there are lots of benefits, I think, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, some of our students, we've got one student at the moment who's managing our Facebook account for Four Down Tower. You know, he's working, he's qualified.
Yeah.
He won't be with us forever, but at this point in his life...
He's learning a lot, which is great.
He's learning a lot. He's working in a sort of a working environment with people who are, for the most part, a little bit older than him. And, you know, he's getting invaluable experience. And when he, you know, tries to move forward with his career, he's got it on his CV. And, you know, quite a few of the volunteers have moved on into employment and, you know, have been able to cite, you know, the experience of volunteering with us as something that has been important and helped them develop their skills and confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. So tell us a bit about your past results.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, our results last year across the piece, our overall achievement across the piece was 94%.
Wow, that's impressive.
These are the best results we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And I think this is all down to, you know, the wonderful tutors we've got. We've got a bank of 40 sessional tutors. We've got 11 people, and they're not all full-time contracted people, who work in the core team, and the relentless support and dedication that they give students. And, you know, if a student doesn't come to class, you know, we will pick up the phone and we'll say, are you okay? Is there any reason?
So you are kind of keeping in contact and making sure that there's nothing.
I think at times the students say, oh gosh, I better go next week because otherwise they'll call me. But that really is around...
But that's good. That's it's accountability, isn't it?
That is the support. And that has led to, you know, when students start the course, the key is that they finish the course, because if they drop out, they can't achieve. And, you know, I had a meeting with my curriculum manager yesterday, and we were looking at what our retention figures were thus far this year.
Okay.
That means the percentage of people who started the courses, many of them in September, who are still with us. And it's 97%. So when people start with us, they go straight through with us. And so our achievement results, I think they're fantastic.
And what I'm imagining is that it sets people up into the discipline of learning. It releases the juices that maybe for some people haven't been going for quite some time, and it gets them back into the mindset, because it's a daily thing. It's a discipline, isn't it? As I said, so I think that's really excellent. So it's going to help them perhaps tap into those resources again, further on in their lives as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that anybody who goes on a course with us and sort of gets this support and is encouraged to use all the resources that they have at their disposal. For example, we have an online platform where all of the courses, all the content of every lesson is on the online platform, and we expect learners to go to that. So it's about, you know, disciplining yourself, doing the homework, accessing the online resources, and keeping up to date, and you will be supported and you will get extra support.
And I'm sure, you know, you'll agree that the more you put in, the more you get out. It's like most things in life, isn't
Absolutely.
It? So remind me and the listeners, Nick, how they can find out more or enrol in a course.
Okay, well, you can call us. The phone number is 01273 422 632. So I'll just repeat that: 01273 422 632. Or you can go to the website, which is www.portslade.org. And so, yeah, please, you know, look us up on the website, give us a ring, and we can arrange to meet with you and, you know, talk you through the options and give you some advice and guidance. Yeah,
fantastic.
Get in touch.
And, you know, from the wide range of courses that you've discussed, and I'm sure there are many more, there's going to be something for everyone, I'm sure. So, Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And before you go, the last track you've chosen is one I'm not familiar with. It's Hero by Noi. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's right.
And okay, what made you choose this?
Well, this is a track that I just always wanted to hear on radio, so I'm not sure that there's a particular message connected to education here.
It's just because you can.
Because I can. I've got the power here. So, but basically, it's a track from 1974. There was a movement in German electronic music that led to the likes of Kraftwerk, and has been hugely influential in music over the decades. And this band, Noi, they were real sort of groundbreaking artists, and the likes of David Bowie and luminaries in, you know, over the last 20, 25, 30, 40 years have cited Noi as a key influence. And I absolutely love this track because it's bonkers.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Fenn from PACA.
Radio Reverb.
I probed into its mysteries. Every clue told me a different story.
Radio Reverb.
You're listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith, sponsored today by PACA Adult Learning. And my next guest today is Nicola O'Donnell, who is the HR Director at Paxton Access Limited. Welcome, Nicola.
Hi, how are you?
Now, very excitingly, I gather that in a recent survey, your company came up as one of the best companies in Brighton to work for. Tell us more.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, and we're incredibly proud to be on the Sunday Times Top 100 Companies to Work For.
That's incredible. So it was Sunday Times survey.
Yes.
And what kind of criteria do you have to meet in order to be one of the best companies to work for?
Well, there's quite a few areas that they focus on. They focus on 8 factors of workplace engagement.
Okay.
So they cover everything from leadership, my company, my team, mm-hmm. well-being, my manager, giving something back, and how the team perform.
Okay. And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company for 4 years, just passed in February.
Okay.
And what an incredible 4 years of a journey we've had in that time.
Right.
A lot of change, uh-huh. a lot of growth, uh-huh. A lot of new people within the business as well. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting 4 years.
And I'm imagining that probably your appointment was perhaps something to do with being one of the best companies to work for. I mean, after all, you are in HR. So you as an HR person, what do you personally feel very passionate about when it comes to your job?
Oh, where do I start?
Everything, of course.
I think I start with people.
Yeah.
People are what makes Paxton and any organisation successful.
Yeah.
People, they bring a plethora of skills and variety of characteristics and skills and knowledge to mm-hmm. the company, and developing those individuals so that they can do the best work of their lives is what we would try to do. So getting people, the most talented people that we can, so recruitment through to developing people and retaining people within the business is my biggest passion.
Okay.
Yeah, biggest passion.
And I'm regret to say I don't know much about your company. So can you explain a little bit about, obviously you're Brighton based, but yeah, what is it that you do?
So we design and develop access control systems and security systems. So we're in the security sector.
Okay.
So we're based in Brighton, where mm-hmm. we do all our development of our products, and we manufacture locally as well in Eastbourne, and we do have, obviously we export our products to over 60 countries worldwide with people in 12 different locations globally. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay. And what do you particularly like, you personally, about working there?
Okay.
And obviously you love working with the people, and you find it every day is different, I'm imagining. But
every day is different. I think we're incredibly proud of what we do from a product perspective. So working with technology and working with people that love technology mm-hmm. is one of the best things about the company. We're continually looking for improvement. We never rest on our laurels. We're relentless in our pursuit of excellence. So we always are looking for the things of, oh, what can we improve and where can we go and what's the next thing that we can do to make it even better?
Okay.
And every single person that worked for us, it seems to be that resonates really well with them. So the pride in what we do and actually how we can get it even better is a really, really good thing.
So do you have a kind of open door policy? I mean, are you open to the people who work for you? Are they able to come forward with their ideas or kind of innovations?
I think you can. Open door policy can mean a number of different things. And for us, we do a number of things that can help our people have an informal relationship with us.
Okay.
We do a lot of, we do job swaps. Mm-hmm. So we do, where departments can go and spend time with other departments and find out about what they do.
Yeah.
Find out about what the challenges that they face and how they can better work together. So within last year, we did 47 different job swaps within the organisation.
Interesting, okay.
So that's a great way of people finding out more about other parts of the company. We also do breakfast with the boss. It's a very informal way of us getting to talk to our people and getting ideas about how can we get better to make sure that you can do the work that you need to do.
What
how
a great idea.
You?
I haven't heard of that before. So.
That's had great feedback, actually,
yeah.
Where we get together on a Friday morning, 2 directors and about 12 of our people.
Okay.
And a really informal, have a croissant, have a cup of tea.
I was going to say, I hope there's a pretty good breakfast as well.
and just chat about, okay, what can we do to make you even better in the job that you've got? So, and we get a lot of great ideas that we implement. So one of the biggest things for us is we listen and we'll take action.
Okay.
And we close that loop of communication. So if we don't feel it's appropriate, because not everything is, then we come back and say, do you know what, we're not going to do that, and this is why.
Okay, so people will, it's not that they're going to always get their ideas kind of on board, but you're going to explain why it is that it's not suitable or whatever.
Yeah, we encourage people to be solution focused.
Okay.
You know, so if there is something that you think, bring it to the table and let's have a chat about how it could impact us, and if it's a great idea, we'll take it forward.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that we do, we listen and we'll take action.
So clearly you're not a believer that meetings are a waste of time, because I've met lots of business owners and people who work in businesses who said, oh, endless meetings, you know, that's, but clearly your meetings are meetings with some purpose, and things happen after these meetings.
There's that fine balance, isn't there, about spending back-to-back meetings or having meetings that are effective and actually are useful.
Yeah.
So our breakfast with the boss is certainly one of those which is, it's invaluable, actually. You get to know the characteristics of the people that work for you and what's important for them.
Okay.
You know, so the little things that can come out of that are big things for those people.
Sure.
So that's the big thing. If somebody's having a challenge on not having a piece of equipment that may be very, very small that they're having to deal with every day in our factory in Eastbourne, that's really important for that individual.
And I like that, actually, because that's individual's happiness and sense of well-being, and it's going to affect their productivity, which then affects your bottom line. So it is actually quite crucial that you pay attention to those small details, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the they feel free to talk in that environment, and that's what we encourage. It's like, and not just in that environment,
okay,
come in the open door. It's difficult, isn't it? Because you
have
an open door policy. What does it actually mean?
Well, I like that. I mean, I think if people are emboldened to actually be honest and tell the truth, they will stop. You know, I imagine that some managers will be thinking, well, they're just going to start whinging about everything. But actually, once they've got over that fear of not being listened to, they then, I'm assuming, are going to start picking and choosing what they're going to talk to you about, because they know it's going to make a difference. And I guess you're encouraging them in your culture to be more positive, really, about what they come forward with. You were saying that they have to come up with solutions, not just problems or whatever. And do you find that people who join you, perhaps as new recruits or whatever, they've worked in other companies, do they find your approach quite refreshing? Because it does sound quite different to a lot of company cultures that I've heard of.
I think people find it's going to be seen to be believed to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit, really? Is that really the case here?
Right.
And then if you talk to our new people, and you can see in our survey comments that actually it is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite refreshing, actually.
Yes.
We run a scholarship program, and our scholars said to us, really, when they started, they thought they were going to get a lot of photocopying and doing things just to fill the time. And they were totally gobsmacked the fact that they get real work to do.
So that's what you see. Not just doing all the coffees and kind of being a runner. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we do, we have an honesty value within the organisation, and we do give each other feedback, and we ask for honest feedback back.
Okay.
And people live by that principle, which is great, which is incredible.
So how would you go about, I don't know, being on one of these lists? I mean, did someone approach you? Did you enter some kind of competition, or how does that work?
The survey that the Sunday Times top 100 companies comes from is run by Best Companies to Work For.
Okay.
So that's a national organisation. And then there's a survey that comes out anonymously that people will fill in from them directly. So it's not driven by Paxton. We enter in and we allow them to do that for us. So there's about 60 to 70 questions that come under that umbrella that our people fill in anonymously, and then they analyse the results, and that's how it gets onto the Sunday Times top 100 companies to work for.
And obviously for you, I mean, what kind of a difference has it made being named in this way? Because that's quite an accolade, isn't it?
It's an incredible achievement. We're super proud that we've made it on the list
for
the second year running. And it doesn't come by good luck. It comes by putting in the right,
of course,
the right effort and the right energy and having the right people.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to make sure that we have the right recruitment process in place, so that we've got, we will recruit for skills and knowledge, of course, but attitude and behaviour is super important for fit for us at Paxton. So that's one of the things that we look for and part of our recruitment process.
And have you seen a great upsurge of people applying? I would have thought so. Following that, who wouldn't want to work in one of the best companies to work for?
We do have an uptake in people wanting to talk to us. Okay. Certainly from being in the list.
So we've got a waiting list now.
and it's great because we have this vision that would be great if we can be the employer of choice in yes. Brighton for a technology company.
Yeah.
But we're not a household name.
Okay.
You know, so it helps us attract talent. Okay. And it helps us get our name.
So it helps with awareness because I hadn't heard of you, but I certainly will remember you. It's kind of putting you on the map, isn't it?
Yes, it's fantastic for us getting local awareness and people finding out about us in Brighton.
Yeah, sure.
And in Eastbourne, where we've got our manufacturing facility. So, yeah.
So you really are a local business then?
Yeah.
And how many, how big is the company?
So worldwide, we employ over 360 people.
Okay.
At our Brighton, headquarters in Brighton. So we've got roughly about 200 people that are based in Brighton and about 80 people over in Eastbourne.
Radio Reverb.
Radio Reverb.
This is the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith, and I'm talking to Nicola O'Donnell from Paxton Access Limited. So, Nicola, how can people find you or contact Paxton Access?
They can find us on our website, which is www.paxton.co.uk,
okay,
where they can find out all about our products and what we do, and they can also get in touch with us. If it's for recruitment, it'd be recruitment@paxton.co.uk.
Okay, and would they be talking to you with where they come through to recruitment, or would it be someone else who's...
They come through to our resourcing business partner,
okay,
who is our gatekeeper for recruitment.
Okay.
So he is our number one contact for anybody that would like to join Paxton.
All right.
Yeah, and you do get a human. It is a human that answers that.
Well, it all sounds very human, actually, and I love your approach. And I can see that Brighton is a place where this kind of business is going to really flourish because, you know, I think Brighton celebrates the independent thinker and it allows for people to be kind of themselves, to express their characters. And I think that's really great that they could be in a workspace where this is encouraged and applauded. And I, you know, all power to you, because that seems like such a forward-thinking policy to me.
Mm. So. We love the diversity of what people bring to the table, and we celebrate that for sure. We do an awful lot of work with personality profiles as well to help people really understand.
Sure.
Okay, you're different, and how can I make a better connection with you? And that's been incredible, actually, for us to learn about the characteristics and personalities and how to be really comfortable about how do we engage with those personality types and allow them to be expressive in the right way. So that's one of the things.
Yes, I mean, that kind of profiling is very useful, isn't it? Because you know the people that want to sort of stay and establish roots, and people who like to move on and enjoy, embrace change, and you know, so you, as long as you've got room for all of those people to coexist within the organisation.
There's many different factors make up the human element, isn't there? And I
Absolutely.
Think within an organisation, if you can understand that and really have access for what different people want different things, so whether that be ambitious and they would love a career,
mm-hmm.
whether that be I want to just come and do a great job or
yeah.
whatever that is, we want to try and provide that for our people as well.
That's great. So Nicola, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. That's been really, really interesting. Thank you.
This is the world of Radio Reverb.
You've been listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith, sponsored by Packer Adult Learning. This show is aired on the third Sunday of the month at 2 p.m, the following Wednesday at 10 a.m, and the following Friday at 7 a.m. You can listen live or download the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. I'd like to say thank you to my guests this month, who are Nick Fenn from Packer Adult Learning and Nicola O'Donnell from Paxton Access Limited.
The Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb.
107.2 FM.
Radio Reverb.